This program contains mature content and may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Simartinia, whoa, Lord of mercy. Oh, oh, hey, hey, yeah. It's not the first, not the last. So much pretty girl I pass, and holding out is such a task. That's why me I say this from my heart. Oh Lord, don't let me cheat on my girlfriend, 'cause as far as I can see, she loves only me. Oh Lord, don't let me cheat on my girlfriend. But Lord, if you can stop me from cheating, just don't let me get caught.
No, no, no.
Don't let me get caught. No.
Chris, turn it up, turn it up, turn it up.
So listen to me now. It's such a sticky situation, yeah.
I
promise my girl if you only look in our direction. But
good evening, good evening, good evening. Good evening, good evening. You're listening to Kenny's Corner. And I am here because the grace of God is good. I'm celebrating 1 year on radio, Kenny's Corner, Guardian Radio 96.9. Fresh news, smart talk all day. And I want you to know, oh Lord, don't let me cheat on my girlfriend. As far as I can see, she loves only me. Last week, we had a very, very candid conversation. We went way past the time. And this evening, because my men callers, my men texters said to me, Kenny, how dare you? How dare you not include us in the conversation? I have a room with two men. I don't want anybody to say that Kevin is misogynistic. I don't want anyone to cuss out Scotty, as you guys usually do. They have graciously appeared this evening. And I also have some wonderful giveaways here. And this is what happens when you collaborate. So I have some coupons. These coupons are valid for Ruba Shirley Street and the John Watling's location. And they would love the opportunity to serve your staff. Please feel free to visit the locations. Lewis and Steen's, they're the New Orleans Coffee House in Nassau, Bahamas. There's a coupon here for a sandwich, any frapple, any latte, and any pastry that you could possibly think of. Listen, hola, don't let me cheat on my boyfriend. As far as I can see,
they don't sing that. They just,
he loves
they
just only me. Listen,
like
listen, listen. If you cheat, let the woman cheat back. I mean, what is the consequence of you making all this noise and you're not leaving? What's the point?
Cheating is a bad word. That's an outdated word.
What's the word to you, Scotty?
Sample.
Sampling. Okay, sampling. So that is not the topic for tonight. We have to get to the topic. So the topic for tonight is this. We're going to talk about women with double standards. So you have a lot of times where women raise sons and they say to their son, I don't want you to let a woman use you. Don't let her have you paying all your bills. Come home to your ma. You always have a place here. What happens when a woman is raising a mama's boy, right? And then the very thing that she doesn't want her son to do, she wants someone else son to do. She want this boy or this man to pay her bills, to love her, to devote all his time and energy to her, to take care of her. But she's telling her son not to let some woman do this to you, right? Now I have two man in here tonight, and I wanna have a realistic conversation. No curse, no cussing.
Boy,
at least try.
No, I'd let them have it if I had maybe, but you all
know. I know. So let us have the conversation, right? Let us have the conversation. I also want to thank my ladies that were here last week. Thank you so much for those of you that were in studio and for those of you that listened. Thank you for my very, very small village.
90% of what was said last week
was nonsense.
It was nonsense.
Scotty,
audience.
Delusion. You're horrible.
Delusions. I'm just saying. Delusion. All of the ladies, I don't call y'all names, but I listened and I must say, I smiled because y'all were living in a different reality.
Okay.
I think Thanos snapped and put y'all somewhere else.
Okay. Scotty, not today. I'm not with the nonsense. Kevin.
It's so happy you will know.
I know you're happy here. Y'all trying to gang up on me, but I could stand on my own. I have a question. This is the ultimate question. Now, we have a lot of questions here from our texters, right?
Oh, yeah.
This is a question. Is telling a son not to pay a woman's bills protecting him or holding him back?
That's protecting him.
That's protecting him?
Yeah.
How is that protecting him, Scotty? But the woman want the man in her life to pay her bills.
Well, she's delusional.
Why?
It'll never happen.
See? You. I guess this topic.
Put the mics closer to your mouth, please.
This topic really ain't one that I can't relate to because I'm not paying any bills. If I meet you right now in the current state you're at, I only could give you two good things. I can't say it on there, but
so make reference it. Reference.
Chat to all of these. Give you a good time, and it give me a long time.
Please choose peace and not violence. No violence. It's gonna be violent today. It's gonna be violent. Scotty always causing a problem.
What you expect?
Marky said to put him on the radio. Never in a million years.
What y'all expect to get? When y'all see men, y'all see my guys of me.
Well, for me, right? I was raised a different type of way. I feel like when you bring something to the table, we working together. Like the man I have, we are a team. If I fall short, he pick me up. If he falls short, I pick him up.
Who wasn't raised in the Hunger Games?
I wasn't raised in the Hunger Game, man. My mother and my father love each other. My parents was married 53 years.
See, that's why.
No one ever come to my old lady door.
You're thinking a little bit different.
Like that conversation this morning with the lady who was on the next radio station. I could never take advice from that woman because, like, I mean, what are you talking about? Like, that is nonsense.
Oh, what's crazy is...
You have women out there listening to her.
They worshiping
her like and some of these women who go in the shop with the bonnet on. I mean, I know I don't have any hair, but have some principle about yourself. Have a call already, Chris?
We popping balloons and we see girls with bonnets on, but disqualified. Yeah. Out of there.
Okay, I get it. All right.
Yeah, no.
Tell me now. I want to know about
I gotta be as clean as I can. It's a turn off, actually. I mean, if you meet somebody, if you out, and the first thing come out their mouth, and they start complaining about, they get this, they get that, I might as well go on Montrose Avenue and spend my $200.
But exchange is no robbery, Scotty.
No, but that's robbery, buddy.
It's rob. I mean, because that's robbery. Yeah, because I mean, at the end of the day, if you come out and have the nerve to say, man, you know, I need this bill paid, I need that bill paid. And I say, well, I can need one little something.
So you know? when do I introduce to you I need a bill paid? The first date or the third?
You let me make that step.
You're okay. Breaking the rules.
I think we have a caller. Chris, do we have a caller on the line? Caller, good evening. You are on the air.
Hey, good evening, Kenny.
Hi, how are you?
Scotty.
Yes, sir.
What are you saying, bro?
Everything cool, man.
Listen to me and the other gentleman in there.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, respect. Listen to me. You don't tell me you have a bill. If you're a real woman, I know you have a bill. Allow me. Let me to say, put this away. Especially if I come in by you to chill out. Let me say, man, put this away. The air conditioner working good? Put this towards the light bill.
Yeah, I ain't got no problem with that.
If cooking right, put this towards the grocery bill. Don't put snow bill on me. Let me pick my bill.
That's a veteran.
If you in your own house, and you're still paying your mortgage, and I'm paying your full mortgage in full.
Yeah, I agree.
Just towards the mortgage.
I agree.
You're paying your rent. Just towards... See, I know a real man can know you have bills.
A real man know you have bills.
Yeah.
Record that, Scotty. Record that for me.
He right, though.
He right.
A real man know you have bills.
Yeah,
of course.
But don't tell me which bill you want me to pay.
Because you drive, it becomes transactional at that point.
You know, and then if you have some women, like, pull this thing on your Scotty boat. There's a total pocket.
My
children come in the pocket.
That one's all over.
I ain't having you with your child. Ain't no woman with two or three children anyhow. If you have a child, you can slip through.
Pop the balloon
and
again.
And then if your child disrespectful, I can help you.
Well, see, you different. The children don't have none. I let them off the bat. Their father's still alive. That's his responsibility.
Yeah. And that's easy. You get some women now, bro. You get some women, let me tell you, they slip. they sometimes they be sneaky winking. The nigga leave them, right?
Right.
When next girl, but they said sweetheart and the baby.
Yeah, oh yeah.
The baby daddy.
Yeah.
Of course.
So what the deal is?
Normal.
They get one game, but you can't stop him from coming to the house to see your child. I agree to that, you know. But why you can't get your child there? If I done paying the bills in the house now.
Mm. Fair.
Well, he ain't got no more rights there like that other than the child.
Not
fair. Go to the grocery.
Now, I can't stop you from carrying the child to see their daddy. But I can tell you now the nigga can't come here because I paying the bill now.
Exactly.
Fair.
You see what I'm saying? Let's play this game right. See what happened the other day with that fella from BC? See
yes.
What happened with him?
Uh-huh. Yes.
Nobody never hear the true story or not.
But do you realize that woman called him there and she legitimately ruined that man's entire life?
Yeah, but why are you going to call me to a place where your person you is now dating supposed to be? I don't need to come there.
No, you don't need to go there.
You know, if my child needs something, we have a neutral place where we can meet.
Yeah.
And I ain't meeting you in no movie and thing.
No man,
I meet you where everybody is.
Meet him in
Let's
the mall.
Let's go to the gas station. Meet me to the gas station.
Meet me at the gas station. I talking loud.
Kelly, you know, like each other, meet me in the police station.
Meet me in the police station, yeah. Meet me at the Wolf Road station.
Yeah, meet me in the police station, yard. And I talking loud.
Exactly.
You have some fellas, right? Even some women, they don't want to let go. But they don't want nobody else to have you.
That's true. That's true.
See, that's a tricky move.
But and some men feel like if I can't have you, nobody else could have you.
Yeah, man. See, that's a fool, man.
Yeah.
People trying to get rid of stress and bills and then you, I can't have you. You know when I was growing up, I gotta go right now because my ride sounds like it's already.
Okay,
When I was growing up, I was so fool. I used to try to have 3 and 4 and 5 women.
Well, there ain't that much change. These fellas still want 3, 4, and 5 women.
4 and 5 different women. Ain't no 2 of them living in one house.
No.
You have to maintain all them.
You must maintain us.
You can buy a loaf of bread and tell them you all share this bread. You got to buy 3 or 4 loaf of bread.
Indeed.
You know what I'm saying? But that was a way for a nigga to show, boy, my choice of mine. I get 3 and 4 women. At the end of the day, when you really sit down and think, why can't I let change home, man? Can't I let money home and keep that house happy with you?
I could tell you that. Praise
you
God.
You know, work no more, man. Them days push back. Them days finish, man. But more I can finish listening and tell my ride reach, man. I just throw him a little 2 cents. Tell my ride reach.
But
I got church tonight.
Appreciate
well,
that,
pray for us, please. But if the relationship is not contentious, right, you don't have no reason to meet in the gas station or the police yard because you, Scotty, you know you dumped me when we was in primary school, right? You say I didn't put out. I don't know what I was supposed to put out in primary school, right?
She wasn't trying to let me. She wasn't let me try to see that.
No, but if we don't have a contentious relationship, Scotty, there should be a level of maturity where you say to me, listen, I come in there to my child. Hey, I am on my way. You don't have to meet outside in the road. Like, you don't have no sense.
No. But some women, they want to take that to another level sometimes.
Yeah, but we should be, we have to look out for the benefit of the child. You and I already
the child,
over.
The child wasn't asked to be. My children always say they was in heaven sitting down.
Exactly.
You up in heaven.
Me and you are over, right?
Yeah.
So what would be the issue if you come in there? Hey, I come to see Lil Johnny.
The fellow who you are now, see, you and him, you and the child, daddy, that have that agreement.
Right.
But you have to let the fella now know who you dating. You got to let him know what's happening.
Well, in my mind, I'm thinking that there has to be some level of maturity on both ends.
You know when it's matured? Then the woman could introduce you to the baby daddy and say, yo, friend, this is my...
But we also need to stop this baby daddy thing, too.
The nigga shake on and say, yeah, bro. I want to know. If you have a child for me, Ken, and all these wicked things going on now, I'd like to know who you're dating.
But could I say this to you? I want to be... In all honesty, I want to say this to you, right? My mother was... story time. My mother was... the eldest of all of her siblings, and her mom was not married. And my mother always said to me, I want you to make sure to have your children in your marriage because me growing up, I know what it feels like to be called a B, right? And so my mother always put that on me.
She tell you that. She's nothing wrong with that, you know.
Right, but I'm
my
telling you.
My mother had three close sisters. So my mother had a lot of sisters, the three close sisters.
Right.
The two of them were married.
Mm-hmm.
My mother was the only one was in married.
Right.
My mother had nine.
Okay.
Nine children.
Right, but I just want you to understand.
The other two sisters who was married.
I want you to understand something. If I am a divorced woman and I am going to be in another relationship, the man that I would have divorced, he will one day be in a relationship too. My child will have to meet the lady. He will have to meet my person. We have to be able to get along. What happened when the child have graduation? What happened when the child get married? What happened when the child have to go to university? Or what happened when the child is swimming?
And you go to a Catholic church?
I am a Roman Catholic. I haven't been to church since.
You sing in the choir too, eh?
I do sing in the choir.
But listen to me. So you all are not a part of St. Agnes?
No, I'm not.
This is not a makeup story. I went to a funeral at St. Agnes.
Right.
And they are two different obituaries.
I've seen it. I've seen it before.
What you mean? Two different.
Because the man have a wife and then he have a sweetheart and they have two different obituaries. It happens. It happens all the time. It happens all the time. You have to be able to be mature about it. My ex-husband, his mom passed. I went to the funeral. My mom passed. He came to the funeral.
Oh,
I mean,
but
you do what you have to do.
Hello?
We have a next caller. Same caller. We have another caller. Caller, good evening. You're on.
Afternoon, Candy.
Hi.
Man, you preempt me so much, man. You put these things there and you answer all the questions you said.
I'm sorry.
No, you said everything that I was about to say, because I was about to say that if there's no maturity in the situation, once it's involving children, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And if the children are there still impressionable years, I'm not getting mixed up in no one's children's life unless I speak to the father.
Exactly.
That's me poisoning. You know?
Yeah.
But other than that, some of these things could be misunderstood.
Yeah.
You know? And when you look at what's happening over there with kids, I mean, I wouldn't want no one, you know, interacting that close with my kids, especially if they're just courting or if they're just in a new relationship. You know? But these people tangle these kids right up in these things.
But we have to be mature about it, because
I wouldn't want to be in a situation where I get to meet someone to the gas station. I might come to my house. I have no problem with that. But as long as you come at a respectable time and leave at a respectable time, and it ain't got nothing to do with you sitting down, hanging up. If you come to your kid.
But then do you look at it?
You shouldn't interfere with it.
You should not interfere with it.
And if you can't handle a woman who has kids and has a parental relationship with the child's father, get involved in that type of
because as the parents of this biological parents of the child, the next person becomes a stepchild. The child will have to be disciplined. The child living under our roof. Me, you,
right.
And daddy have to get along.
Right.
They
don't call them stepfathers no more and stepdad. They call them bonus mothers.
Bonus, yes.
Bonus
they call
fathers.
Them bonus, yes.
Listen,
you know, and that child should be pretty good if you get all of everybody. Mm-hmm.
Exactly, because my child will get a gift from the daddy new girlfriend or the daddy new wife. She get a gift from my new husband. She get a gift from me. That's four set of gifts she gets. She's straight.
Exactly. Don't be enough mature, you know.
My only thing is...
Still have a hang up. Some people still catching feelings.
You can't catch feelings if you dump me.
And the kid...
A new man,
ain't
hard to meet your child.
Yeah. I'm
always. You always be talking about this package deal business. You know,
quick.
Hold on, let the caller finish. But guess what? No woman is interested in you meeting their child, you know. It takes
man.
A long time before a real woman, it takes a long time before she says, listen, let me introduce you to my child. Because who knows if you
at
are
what,
temporary,
at what point,
you may be a temptation.
At what point is it okay to introduce? Because you won't be in every month you have a new
every
boyfriend.
Every month you have a new boyfriend.
I mean, she meet 12 new man a year?
Based on homegirl conversation this morning on the radio,
that's
seven daddies a week.
That's garbage. And if a man come in there to just sleep with you, he don't want to meet your child.
But what you showing
and
your daughter?
First,
what you showing your son?
It ain't that.
But see,
and you all got to stop this nonsense about we is a package. You ain't no package deal because that ain't your child.
And I think, honestly, where you going with this is a matter of, you cannot, it's kind of like, The enforcement and the pressure you're trying to put on the minor automatically as far as say that, yeah, maturity is important, but then that maturity comes with the fact that a lot of men only looking at it. If I meet you, you have children. You tell me that. my intentions, if I have children, I ain't trying to marry you.
I ain't trying to marry.
Scotty, you don't look like you're trying to marry. Scotty, you 80 years old and you ain't married nobody yet. You think you getting married, Scotty?
But listen, he ain't trying to marry you today.
But Scotty is not going to get married. Date Scotty first, is not interested.
Kenny, they open in line. This is a package deal. Are you going to tell a man who just will buy you a drink that I have a child?
No, no, I'll buy you a drink,
but I ain't paying no rent.
And your Avengers crew you had last week.
I don't like your word. I don't like that word. You are so, I will not allow it.
Okay, your Justice League there. I like that better. So at the end of the day, I guarantee you, if I were to go out and take y'all, say y'all sit in the corner and watch and see how women reject me. I have no problem with rejection. Say no, I go to the next one. I go to the next one. At the end of the day, someone can say yes. I guarantee you, if I go to a bar and I say, hey, how you doing? Hey, oh, I got a son. Oh, it's a package deal. If you talk to me, you know, women look at me like I retarded. Like,
but Scotty,
like,
crazy.
Yeah, like, but,
so, Scotty, what is your come online? Because, what do you say?
I tell him I could give you two things. Two things.
We go on the break. Scotty, you disqualified. Chris? Take us to break. We're going to be back. You're listening to Kenny's Corner. These men in this room tonight are completely out of control.
Avengers assemble.
Avengers assemble. If you want to text us, my text line is blowing up, by the way. It's 422-4796.
There
they
go. There they go.
And the telephone number is 323-6232 or 325-4316. I'm hoping that Erica does not put us off the radio this evening. We will be right back. Let's pay some homage to our sponsors.
About a woman or a girl. You see, man in the car. He takes us over the road. Man in the train. Carry the heavy load. Man made the lights and lights. Take us out of the dark.
Wait, you know what's going down tomorrow?
Nobody, what happening?
Joe bringing these knives to school? He could do Junior in?
For what?
Well, he fooled with Joe girl.
Mother sick. And you know Junior don't back down for nothing. So that means you got a big fight tomorrow.
So whose side you want?
Side? I trying to stay in school, not Simpson fan. You gotta tell somebody about this fight.
Tell somebody? I ain't no snitch. I mean cool, you know.
Wait, if you so cool, then you need to stay in school and stay out of the fight.
Yeah, but if I don't hang on Joe's side, him and he boys coming for me next.
All right, so we definitely gotta tell somebody. We gotta prevent the fight.
What I say, I don't want nobody calling me snitch.
We could just call Crime Stoppers. You could report what you know, and nobody gotta know it's you.
So how do I work?
All you gotta do is call them, or you text them through the Crack Crime Bahamas app, and nobody can know it's you.
Then the police come looking for me for more info, and when they finish with them, Joe them coming looking for me?
When you call Crime Stoppers, the calls go directly to Miami, and they don't ask nothing about you. Then if you get the pen from them, and you can claim a reward later using that same pen.
Plus, everything's scrambled, so nobody can read what you're saying.
Calls 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
The new Guardian Radio Sunday is here with a full day of diverse programming, kicking off with the First and Last Word in Sports, The Press Box with Naughty and Earl the Pearl, followed by Temple Time, Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hits, Vital Voices, Sisters in Christ, and Your Lane with Coach Trish Hanna, Remark with Garth Roseborough, Let's Talk Together in English with Lady T, Sunday starting at 11 a.m. right here on Guardian Radio 96.9.
Nothing beats a Chicchani challenge. On September 27th, we're bringing the action, a 5K course packed with 20 thrilling obstacles. Start and finish at Fusion Superplex with energy, fun, and excitement all around. First time? No problem. Try the Chicchani Light version, built just for beginners. Got kids? Ages 3 to 7 can take on their very own Chicchani Kids Challenge. And this year, we're turning 10. So grab your team, mark your calendar, and come celebrate with us. Visit ChicchaniChallenge.com to sign up today. Thanks to our sponsors Fusion Superplex, Guardian Radio 96.9, Kalina, RBC, Advantage Insurance, Party Pilots Rentals and Events, Fincastle Media Group, Powerade, Calic, and Art of Graphics.
This program contains mature content and may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised. This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
For my ladies, whoa, I want them. Some boy I go ball, cause I remix your heart. Keep doing what you want, but I hope you don't vex when we start. Lord, I don't wanna cheat on my boyfriend, but as far as I can see, he's cheating on me. Lord, I don't wanna cheat on my boyfriend, but as long as you can stop me from cheating,
don't let me get caught. Good evening. You're listening to Kendini Campbell. I'm on Radio Guardian, Radio 96.9, Fresh News, Smart Talk all day. And we are here with the men because the men ran hot last week because I had a cadre of women.
Consortium.
A consortium. Scotty calls them the New Justice League.
New Justice League.
When they start texting you and cussing you out, you on your own. But I do have some giveaways as well from Lewis and Steen's.
I'm scared because they know where I live.
New Orleans Coffee House. I have a sandwich coupon. I have frapple. I have latte. I have pastry. Please, we're going to do a little giveaway to make sure we have our sponsor to give out something. And as well, if you'd like to sponsor the show, please hit up the Guardian Radio or WhatsApp me, text me, 424-8207. The topic for this evening is the double standard women have with their sons versus the men that they date. Now, when we were on break, we have a caller?
Yes.
Okay, we have a caller. We have a caller. Good evening, caller. You are on.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening.
How are you doing?
I'm well, sir. How are you?
I'm okay. Yeah, my question is today is about the paradox, because it is true.
Okay.
Why is it today's women, high-tech women, right? Why is it that, I mean, as a man, it seems to me like women have a self-esteem problem. Why is it that they feel as if to go out natural, to be who they are, it's offensive, or, they could look better than who they naturally are, and they resort to bleach and glow, hair, them stupid-looking blinkers, tattoos, walking around naked. Then they go on the beach. They got a towel to wrap around them, all their clothes on, and that'll cause them to drown, right? Everything is upside down. No, honestly, right? Honestly, right?
Right.
Everything is upside down, right? And it's like, how is it that men, I mean, like some man like that too, right? But how is it that men or anybody in this real world who see life for, I mean, like, for what it is, it's what it is. Everything.
Yeah,
the birds, the bees, the cows, everything we see. But why is it when we see females, it's like, it's always some clown show or someone going to some play or they act, some BS. You know, I mean, I tell you no lie, right? I guess it's like something is wrong. And guess what? It's like you can't get enough money. You can't get enough. You look in the mirror. You see yourself. If you're born beautiful, how much more you want? You know, it's like why society allow these persons to be basically. When I look around, I see a bunch of identity theft, identity persons who we want to be themselves, and have the audacity when they die to put these pictures in the papers with all these funny eyebrow bleach out. Yes, and that how people can identify who they is and think when people remember who they was.
Okay, so I will say this to you, right? I think that social media has hyped us up to a level of us thinking that what you see is reality, and that's not reality. Like, I'm bald-headed, right? I have a very, very, very small circle of friends. And of that,
I can imagine.
And of that circle of friends, I'm the only one that's bald.
No.
I'm the only person in my crew that's bald.
No, man. Two of them.
I'm the only bald-headed person.
You know why?
I say that with no hesitation. I didn't.
You, you know what, when I listen to you speak, right?
Uh-huh.
When you say you're bald head and you're the only one, right? Let me say something, yeah? I just group of friends is very small, right? How about having no friends? Finding out who you are before you mix around with other people.
Exactly.
Because I find that in life in general, right, we have this tendency of believing or been indoctrinated into our minds that, you know, we got to go look for this other place to complete us. So if we teach this doctrine to our children, right? Mm-hmm. So when you grow up, you're going to be half. And you look into, you're always going to be lost looking for the other half of yourself. That don't make no sense.
But you do realize that some of us are lost from inception. Some of us have the most warped sense of who we are. And so these things have a sense of filtering onto our children, and it shows up in our relationships.
That's why the most solid
fortitude. The beauty of life is you feel the beauty of life is meeting this other person, a beautiful person that supplies or make you feel and we look good together or we feel. Accomplish a lot as a couple. Want me to do something?
It would.
It's life for everybody. If you don't understand, then same time, we'll be scared to be the ourselves alone.
True.
Alone, you know.
True.
Alone doesn't mean like you're lonely. Because you know what lonely means? When you're out there trying to find somebody, it's when you're lonely.
Understood.
Okay, let's not get it wrong.
Yes.
But the real deal is, right, the beauty of this life is when you know yourself, you know that, hold on, You are a complete person, because guess what? All of these mental ties we create with these other entities, right? We want to seem like, even still, like, say, to be balanced with us as humans, for us to even thrive. Because when we look at our own bodies individually, right, everything has an opposite. Inhale the breath of life. Exhale. We call it breathing, right? Eye open, eye closed. We can sleep like the day. Call day, but you know, it comes as day and night, okay? And then, like, when we look at it like balance and it's like that, we could accomplish more, we go further.
Understood. I thank you for calling in. Please continue to listen to us on Tuesday. I appreciate you for listening to Kenny's Corner. Thank you so, so, so very much. Kevin, Scotty, you will not, Scotty, you said that you will not date a woman that has children.
Nope.
No, I mean, I said, me dating a woman with children, I set my ground rules and let her know off the bat. Children are not my responsibility. And even if it gets to the point, I put it like this.
Scotty, your mommy was a single woman?
I mean, my mother and my father were separated.
Okay, but so you were raised predominantly by your mom?
Yeah, the females in my family, yeah.
They have the most masculine energy I've ever seen, right? Yeah.
A lot of them do.
Right.
But not even 2025.
But Scotty, as a man, you have a son.
Right.
You said if you go to date someone, you don't say, oh, me and my son are a package. But when you go out to date someone, what is the reality of you finding a woman in 2025
without a child?
No, I agreed.
Again, where you going to find that?
Where you going
to
find that?
Again, this is why I say, so my for me, I really don't try to date.
What you doing, Scotty?
Choose.
Oh, Lord.
I can sit it under here.
You're juicing for life. You are having juices.
I'll send a shuttle to the Empress. Yeah, juicing for life.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Scotty, Scotty, what happens when you are in the season of your life where you want someone to help you put on your depends, help you put in your dentures, someone to come home to other than a dog? What about that, Scotty?
Like the gentleman just said, I mean, I'm not lonely. So the thing for
nobody asked if you're lonely. I said, what happens when you, Scotty, you don't want to come home to somebody?
Ain't everybody designed to die with a partner by their bedside?
Yeah.
Man, that's sad, man. Let me say this.
Ain't every woman supposed to get married? Mm-hmm. Ain't every woman supposed to be a wife? Ain't every man supposed to be a husband? Furthermore, ain't every man supposed to be a father? Or stepfather.
Yeah.
None of that. Some of us are just called to be the best uncles, the best godfathers, the best neighborhood hero who could be examples and have a bunch of other non-biological children that follow our examples. And ain't that, You know the problem is this make loneliness and singleness feel like a curse for you.
Yeah.
Maybe that's how come we have so many unwed moms.
And yeah, because you're all too hard up to get married and the marriage is failing, you end up stuck with children. But
is it that we're looking for love and survival and you just jumping into bed with the first person unprotected?
But then you know too that
we don't know how to date in this country.
Yeah, but women also are the ones that inflict the divorce. Men don't. If a man get in a relationship, we ain't trying to leave.
If a man and happy, y'all ain't even gonna know.
A woman.
He'll wear that on his face or in silence. He'll suffer in silence until the end.
He'll
have a sweetheart and he'll talk to the sweetie before he put it on your stress.
You will see the side check and cheating going on before you see divorce papers.
Right.
Y'all cheating might be slick, but y'all gonna let us know. You got 2 months.
Right, and then y'all take y'all emotionally check. But like this, if a man emotionally check out of a relationship, trust me, that one. Like all the stuff you're saying earlier about maturity, if a man really fed up with everything, like, man, guess what? I leave in this woman. Mm-hmm. Oh, I ain't in this.
But you got to be really bad for a man to want divorce.
Right. Real talk.
Way, niggas can suffer and cheat and stay, whereas y'all can cheat and leave with everything.
Right.
Y'all ain't leaving.
A man will find, come and say, you know what? I can rock with Kenny. We grow, like you said. I need somebody to help me put on my depends.
And that's why you got that two obituary situation right now. Because the man ain't gonna leave.
I can go stay over here. I can go down the street and talk to Marianne. She taking care of my needs. Because Kenny on some foolishness. Let me go. I don't need that stress. When I go home, I can jump in the shower and go to sleep. That's it.
We
think different. So
men when it comes, wired different.
Let me ask this, because we ain't getting none of my Texas questions. How important is sex to you? I don't even know how to get a question for tonight, but I mean it in there.
Yes. Sex important to all men. That's we wired that way.
Every night?
That was one of the...
Okay, if there's 7 nights to a man, Kevin, hold on.
Why am I just Doc say if it's...
Kevin, if there's 7 nights to a week...
Doc had a number, and it's more than seven. It's any week. Am I Mazda Dalu? Just... To prevent prostate cancer.
You'll be on the same page. 21 times a month.
Get ready for a busy month.
So to your question.
Scotty.
That's what the doctor say.
Doctor tell me that. At my age, Kenny, I gotta, you know what? I could be PG-13. I already do it 4 times for the day. Okay? 4 times.
With the same girl?
No. I mean, once, and then I got some Vaseline in the car.
Scotty, my.
For that. That's doctor's orders.
When Dwight throw me off this radio, I hope you.
He's not because everything
supplement my income.
But that's factual.
That's factual. We taught this biology now. This is when you all have the doctors on saying they want
to. Men are created to procreate.
Miles said that a man does not. Miles Monroe said that a man does not want sex. He needs sex.
Right.
Y'all need to understand that.
Right.
I understand.
You understand.
Didn't we say that last week that we understood?
Yes, you understand and understand. See, all them understand.
They better understand. To say they understand and to put out like they understand is too different.
Like you performing
every
night?
I tired.
If she understood it years ago, she wouldn't have gotten
that. Nobody. Scotty, we was in kindergarten? God, Scotty, man.
No, but if you...
Then Scotty dumped me. I didn't even know I get dumped.
I just saw
Scotty holding a lunch tin. We had the Spider-Man lunch tin in the top of the lunch tin. I just saw Scotty holding the girl lunch tin.
She don't forget nothing, boy.
She get red. She get booted. And she didn't even know she get booted.
I didn't even know.
Seriously, even if you tired, that ain't got nothing to do with his needs.
If you mad, that ain't got nothing to do. You just turn to the side and just leave that thing there. Boom. That's your job. Women don't like the editor. That's your job.
Hold on.
That's my job. What is your job? What's your job?
My job is to make sure you get that John Legend. Okay?
Fair. Scotty, what every about... Night. Scotty, I want the light on.
We don't...
I want the light on. No. I want the...
This could pay for the light. This could pay... Put gas in your car.
Scotty, I know that you have the con. I know you have the con. But what I'm... Not every man have the same financial stability you have, Scotty.
I'm just saying. Still is a matter of... Even if... You saying
the question was if they ask if you need it,
right?
I just wired to need it.
That's what it is.
Okay,
if I could separate that body part from some of the attitudes that come in with it, I'd be great.
I'm finished with you all.
Like leave it on the table, Miss Potato. You go that way and let me.
Let us rest it on the table like the oyster. Okay, how can a mother teach independence without babying her son? Because you know some of these mothers don't like the girl.
Some mothers believe their son is their husband.
Yeah. Oh, talk it.
Yeah, we can't have that.
And so it causes a problem in the marriage and the relationship.
Yeah. Because when the husband, when the son becomes a husband, he's now responsible for his new family. I tell my lady all the time, because you're trying to, I don't like to put business out there like that.
Well, everybody know you married, Kevin.
At the end of the day, I don't want my wife family to believe she responsible for them.
Right.
Once she leave the tutelage and the household that she was living in, she with me, she's mine. I'm responsible for the citizens of my kingdom.
Exactly.
You have no power here, okay. Lucifer. You all need to stay out there, and she with me.
Right.
So all that, I can go on my mommy. I can go, you know what I say? I need to go live with them.
But Kevin, you as a man,
yeah.
You and let's paint the picture. You and your wife have a situation, right?
Mm.
Your wife says to you, Kevin, we are on a budget. We spend in $500 a month. That includes grocery. That includes extracurricular activities.
Okay.
Your mommy come and says, oh, Kevin, your daddy this and your daddy that. I need a couple of dollars.
You don't need to work that out because you're all married. I'm married to you all.
You don't give mom no money?
Four. And she have old husband. They married.
You, what about you, Scotty?
That's the problem.
My mother, I get other siblings.
What?
I have other sisters.
You have other people who could take it. You are the
Scotty,
only
you are
child.
The only boy.
Okay.
Your mommy relies on you.
I mean, see, that kind of put me in a wall because, I mean, you know my relationship with my family. So, I mean, but still.
I know your relationship with your family. So, when you dumped me, but I did tell your sister. But, tell me the rest of the story.
The thing about it is, though, the difference, my mother wouldn't ask me that. My mother wouldn't put me in that situation if she know I would.
Miss Gray says, so what is your job? We can come back to that. Women are 100% emotional. You're absolutely right. Go ahead, Scotty. Your mommy wouldn't put you in that position.
Yeah, my mother wouldn't put me in that position.
How do you know?
I know. I mean,
but that's a good mommy. If you raise your son appropriately, he can make the right choice in woman, yeah. And she herself as a woman ain't gonna try be a mother 24/7 to a man who have a family of his own to worry about.
This question is, what happens when mothers are preparing their sons for marriage or for a lifelong dependency, but become the father that they hate?
First of all, a single mother, can't prepare nobody's son for no marriage. Yeah. She ain't married herself.
Jesus.
So she ought to blown your pop too.
A word.
You understand?
Word.
Mm-hmm. You can't prepare or pour from a cup that you know nothing of.
That man will be, like they say, a simp. He ain't really...
But suppose the woman married and you still babying this boy that you have. And
then
because
his father,
of how you are...
If he grew up in a two-parent home,
uh-huh.
And he getting babied by his ma while he married, his father fail him.
Oh, Kevin, come with the Holy Ghost.
His daddy feel him.
No, real dog.
Because his daddy ain't putting this, the fear of God in him to show him, listen, this Rachel with you and your mommy got going on, this my wife.
Kevin.
You are a product of our marriage.
We on vacation. So, Kevin, if we go on these questions now. Kevin, we go on summer vacation.
He's my son.
No.
Not my competition.
We going on summer vacation. We rent a timeshare. We all us together. Your mommy need to go with us every single year?
No.
I don't want your mom around me, Kevin.
Of course not. And that's why I say daddy fail.
Daddy fail.
Because daddy would have it so well. His son on his own mission to leave home and start a family of his own.
Because I find it a little bit weird, right? If your mommy and the wife live in the same place, she can't walk around the way she won't walk around. If me and you get into argument, I can't tell you what I really want to tell you because mommy there.
Yeah.
I feel some type of way about that.
You ever see how nature is functioning? Well, you got some baby birds just get booed out the nest.
I could tell you.
You won't be cuddling with your mom all your life. You got to learn to fly.
Yep.
Whether you can fly or not, the bird getting booed out the nest.
This question reads, are women being hypocritical or is it just cultural tradition?
You know, tradition? What a tradition? To raise a son to not be used by somebody's daughter, and then you as the person raising the son turn around and look for somebody else's son
to
raise you.
Yeah.
That's cultural? What kind of cultural
that is?
That's
the question the people ask me.
No, yeah. I mean,
that don't make no sense.
Is what you see going on now. That's why I laugh when you say the initial question. I mean,
it's a package deal, but you wouldn't want your son dating nobody
right.
With a package deal. You'd want your son dating.
You don't want a woman taking advantage of your son, but then you won't take advantage of me.
Okay.
That don't make no sense.
Scotty, nobody won't take advantage of you. I'm saying to you, if I had a son, right?
I'd pay good money for somebody to take advantage of
it. I know, Scotty. I know. If you have a son, if I had a son, if most women listening, if you have a son and your son says, "Mommy, this woman takes care of my heart. She loves me. She makes sure my shirt iron, my this, like she gives me, she doing the things I need her to do." And she has a child. Let's say the child is 10, 11, whatever. You still wouldn't date her, Scotty? You still wouldn't take home to mommy?
I tell my son.
Yeah, I mean, that one kind of tough because, I mean, again, if I meet you and your child, let's say if I meet you and your child more than five, I already know that this ends up in the long term. This just, I there for the short term. This is a short mission and that's it.
Well, I can say this. It ends.
Why are you making that face?
Because I try to get my words over. I look at her, she look at you, see? What I'm saying is, she's a good woman, you know. I'm saying because she have a kid, she is not a good woman. Because
yeah, I'm not person, saying that either. I'm not good for.
The person you described just now is a good person. The woman you described just now is a good woman, right? But I will tell my son that you as a single man, your first option for the dating pool,
fine,
should not
single.
Be a woman yeah. with a child.
That's just fair.
Explore your options, bro. You won't got no children. Why you could try make your two in the tree for the first three straight out the gate?
Let me read my text, please. Hi, good show. Tell your guest one in the morning and one at night. This next text reads, Bahamian first or black Bahamians. It's important to be specific. This is not the right show for that. This next text reads, Candy, nobody wants to hear about any conversation. We want you to address the Junkanoo issue. This is not a Junkanoo show tonight. If I was to address the Junkanoo tonight, I would say,
I need for that.
Say socks into the Google. This next text reads, Kenny, you have the two worst men in the world on the radio. Scotty, who dump you, and Kevin, who does not appreciate women. How dare you bring Scotty on this radio?
That's not like one of the Justice League people.
Hold on, let me read this next text. Kenny, can you please have the women, Scotty and Kev's, in the room all at one time?
Yeah,
we
need a ref for that.
No.
Tell her bring a black the answer and white
to that, the answer to that question is no.
I ain't scared, man. Bring him. Let's go.
I would debate any woman on this hypocrisy.
Yeah, I would stand toe-to-toe and hate him.
I don't change my belief regardless of who in the room.
And then, too, you know, a lot of women out there, Kenny, a lot, regardless of, we saying this candidly, but a lot of women out there really want the same thing that I want.
Sex?
That men want.
Because you seem to only want sex, Randolph.
No, you said it's important. That was one of the questions.
You seem to only want sex, Randolph.
You'll be surprised how many women, that's all they want, too.
Just sex?
Yeah. You'll be surprised.
Yeah.
You'll be
now,
surprised.
Is it just regular sex or they want good sex?
They want...
Whatever they can get. We live in a hypersexualized society, Kenny.
I know.
That's why the girl said what she said this morning on the radio.
Kenny,
I don't call no names.
But listen, I know a doctor chick, right? Mm-hmm. I can call a name.
And some nurses.
Yeah, they don't have time. They don't have time for a relationship.
They just want the thing.
When they get their 2-3 hour break,
they just want.
Come, I need that little thing.
Scotty, they calling you for it?
Come, give me that little thing.
Fair.
You know, put my little $100, $200 in my hand. I don't care. Call me what you want. It don't matter. Yeah, that's
hold on. They put $100. Chris, hold on.
That
time out.
Been paying for
Chris in the back there laughing. Chris, what you laughing at?
Because that's true.
Don't take this time.
Women buy it too.
Women buy it.
Hold on. Time out. Are you saying to me, Scotty, the lady calls you and she says,
"This is all hypothetically now."
No, I believe it's true.
It's all alleged.
And she then gives you a little slow $100 for gas.
Yeah, like boomerang. She'll say, "Hey, man, thanks for your time." You know,
be very consistent. Yeah,
and go.
Yeah, see you 2 weeks time. Boom.
Job
you know?
Well done.
Yeah, boom. If I don't have for mine, no, I didn't do what I had to do. So,
Scotty, don't come back to the show, yeah?
Kenny, listen, I guarantee. Listen, it don't matter at the end of the day. All of your crew know where to find me, so we could always have this again. We could do a live form. I guarantee you. The people who don't want to hear what I got to say, you can't sugarcoat it.
And you know what's crazy?
Women out there.
Women, they literally would raise their sons to not get used by women.
Yeah. Right.
And turn around and try to use somebody else's son. That's hypocrisy.
But that is hypocrisy, but you have to, but what happens when you raise a boy and the boy is lost?
Y'all are not intended to raise boys.
Yeah, that's all it is.
No, let me say this.
But you have a dual family home. You have a dual family home.
Women are in Bahamas, we ain't got that.
Okay, Inland Revenue Services says 90% of the households in the Bahamas are single women.
Yeah. Good. What happens, I'm glad you put the numbers out there.
I have the numbers. But 90, what happens to the 10% that have mommy and daddy, and the woman still raises the boy, and the boy becomes whose father is?
The father failed.
But who failed the father first?
His father.
Because there's past. They only teach them what they know.
You done said, everything is past. Like,
From generation to generation, Mike?
Everyone, if you didn't know who my grandfather is, my grandfather is a legend. Okay, and I learned
Scotty's
from that.
Scotty's granddaddy had 106 children.
For Drew?
Yeah.
For Drew?
106.
That's a good man, Mike. King Solomon.
In every province, in every island. Mike, I mean, Scotty, have you ever been in a situation where you... We can talk about that off air. Go ahead. I have,
and it was unfortunate.
with 90% of women being single,
mm-hmm.
y'all are not wired to raise a boy
by yourself. Why?
First of all, you're a woman. You know nothing of masculinity in a large sense.
You think that's why some boys turn out to be soft?
Yeah, a lot of them.
That ain't a word I wouldn't use, but I can say that.
What the word is? Homosexual?
No, if I'm English, then we call them niggas.
Yeah.
I don't say the N-word. Yeah. But you know what I hear that. Rodney say they this mass confusion taking place.
So a woman has almost the auspices to raise a boy that becomes gay because of her feminine qualities.
The femininity is passed on.
It's like you say, what they see in the house.
Yes.
So he's now womanish, is what you're saying.
He's more than likely seeing tendencies of a female.
And he pick up tendencies.
Because he around women predominantly.
So that's where you see these fellas who like to rile women. These fellas who always like to get in. They fellas like, you know.
It wastes off if you won't grow up in a rough neighborhood around rough men. You won't see no examples of manly men. You never been under a cut. You have men in 2025 can't change a tire, can't check oil, can't put air in a tire, much less change a tire.
I have a question for you. You said that these women raise these men, but what happens when a woman and a man are in a relationship? You said that the father has failed him as a father.
He just was there.
And the father before him failed. But is there any accountability with his group of friends that says, hey,
no,
John, You jacked up this situation. You frigged up this situation.
Well, I can tell you this. Men could tell you about J-Hub, and we still could be friends.
Right.
Women, boy, she get booed up the nest quick if she try to be with her friends. Yeah.
No.
Could
I tell you something? I have a circle of friends, right?
Any.
There are only one or two of us. Scotty met two of them. Scotty knows two of them. She's very touchy. So if you say something to her, you have to say it with kid gloves because she cannot take the reality of the situation.
That's a problem.
So we don't say nothing to her. We just let her do whatever she wants to do.
Or she's the black sheep of the squad.
No, she ain't the black sheep. She just can't take pressure.
And you know what happened to her son? He can't take pressure neither.
Exactly. But the majority of us, like, well, Scotty, you know Nicole and you know Charlene.
Yeah.
Right? Nicole tells you the most hurtful things that you'd ever come across.
You have alligator skin.
You have to have alligator skin. Charlene, I don't think Charlene has any tear ducts. She tells you the worst things you could possibly think of.
Yeah, but Kenny, raising a son in this economy, this climate that we live in the Bahamas,
yes,
you need a strong man to raise him.
But you have to be able to take the constructive criticism.
You know why niggas killing other niggas?
From woman?
They emotional.
Yeah.
They're too emotional.
They cannot control their emotions. They like women.
Is it good?
They don't like women. They're acting out like children throwing tantrums. And they need their mommy to baby them. They can't resolve conflict.
Because I in the classroom, right? I see these kids. And I ain't call the schools, but I see these boys don't, and I be like, boy, these fellas, they like, man, what are they doing all this?
They soft.
But it's like when you hear them talk and you see the way they act, the girls act
masculine,
and these boys acting soft. They do stuff that I look at. And I said, but when I was in high school, and I never do that kind of foolishness.
I have a girlfriend who's in my circle of friends, right?
Mm.
Aisha and Noelle. Noelle is the most feminine and soft and like she exudes femininity.
She's a girly girl.
She's a girly girl.
Okay.
But if you get on Noelle tells you, and Noelle doesn't go for the neck. Noelle cutting your head off.
Is she a two-parent home result?
She was a one-parent home, but her father was always in her life, right?
See, that's the difference.
Her father was always there.
See, daddy ain't got to be there to be there. His values there.
His values are there.
His character traits there. His influence there.
Mm-hmm.
The fear of God there.
Right.
The don't let people see you as a low fence from a man's perspective is there.
Right.
So she knows how to be a woman from a mommy,
mm-hmm.
but she knows how to protect herself in regards to the respect level from her daddy.
I think you're right.
And emotional intelligence,
uh-huh.
daddy giving that. Because he giving order, he giving discipline, self-discipline, not just cutting your hip and disciplining you. But he teach you how to control yourself.
Yeah. Not that women can't do it, but that's a trait daddy, that a man got to put in there.
Daddy teach you how to handle yourself in high-pressure situations.
So, listen, my mom did not have a... My mom met her dad when she was 36 years old, right? My mom... Yesterday was the first time that I was able to go into the graveyard in a very, very long time. And I walked out of the graveyard knowing this prior to going in, right? My mother raised my brother and I very differently. Mind you, we come from a dual parent home. You know I come from both of my parents. Mm-hmm. My parents married 50 plus years. And mommy raised me like a little boy, right? Good. And she raised Donovan softer. Like she loved, she like, if I say, mommy, we pull a prank on her one day. We say, mommy, you can make some corn and rice for me, please. Cameron don't call you. Ain't no corn for the rice. I said, Donovan, I can call mommy on the two-way and tell mommy you want some corn rice. Donnie, what all you want with the corn? You want some fish with that too? When we got there, the rice was too. But when it come up to me, it was a different story. But mothers raise their children differently. And they raise us.
He was younger than you too, though.
Pardon me?
He was a baby, though.
What baby? You see her decide, what baby? Well, Donovan is a baby,
I'm
just, Scotty.
I'm saying as far as in her eyes.
But Scotty eyes the baby too.
No, but see, your role as a woman is nurturer. And part of nurturing is knowing how to nurture each child differently.
Okay, but as a result of her different way of nurturing us, my brother, we all grieving because mommy gone, right?
Mm-hmm,
but Donovan takes the load worse than anybody else, I think. And he ain't catch yourself. I'm not saying that we should have caught ourselves as yet, but what I am saying is that you raise children differently, and then there's the consequences of the actions. And because my mommy didn't have a daddy in the home, mommy was rough with me. It wasn't like I could go to Xavier's and do nothing out the way. Of course, I always got into trouble. But when I see mommy coming walking towards me, I say, oh, Jesus, I know I get it. But it was different with him. But you raise these children differently, and then what you pass it on.
But parents know, too, what the child could take. So at the end of the day, she knew, okay, Kenny could take this. Donovan might not be able to take the chafing. Like, the chafing I used to get, I still get blamed for stuff. I get blamed for stuff when I ain't even there.
Scotty, you probably did it.
I still get blamed for stuff, and I don't, and it's like, but I already used that. Something break, Scotty break it.
But that's the nurturer in her. Like, she could see each child, and that's a woman's job. Right. Your daddy was there.
Your daddy was there.
How we used to handle y'all? Different,
right? Oh, daddy, my daddy version is, what your mother say, Kenra? What your mother say? That's all he ever said.
Yeah.
You check with your mouth first.
Who was the enforcer?
Mommy was a beast. My lady was a beast.
So she used to cut them?
Mommy didn't use like cut your mommy come to, like my mother was extremely tall. Mommy come upside your head and just bust you right. Like, and I tell you don't.
But I guarantee you and your mom still would not take that action unless your father sanctioned it off. She just saying
daddy, when mommy used to beat me, and it was like on a regular daily basis, daddy go walk outside.
That's his way of saying, I can see, and I ain't getting in this.
Daddy never got involved.
Like, he used to sign off on these sentences without having to say something
about it. That's him sign off. Let me just walk away.
Like, you know what about to happen, I'm moving out the way. Yeah. I bow.
And then he'll say, Kenry, your mother called. I said, Daddy.
He used to line you up too.
Daddy used to line me up too.
All right then. But that's what a man's job is. And that's the importance of having two parents in the house.
And some of us are raised on survival. And some of us are raised on love.
But 90% raised on survival right now, man.
If she had stayed on the pot she was out with me when I was in kindergarten, she wouldn't have been taking all that chafing she was taking.
Well, Scotty, if you didn't dump me for the girl with the 10 lunch, then we wouldn't be in this situation right now.
Step. But she always used our food on lunch, then you know.
I had fried chicken when we used to fry my chicken. Scotty would share my chicken with you.
I never used drumstick. I was a brass man. You know? You come into school.
To this day, I suppress one.
You come in with tie and drumstick every day. And half an apple.
A half apple, because you have to have an apple for the next day. Yeah. But that's the reality of it. I mean, it's how we were raised, man, you know? And I think that a lot of mothers do injustices to their sons, and they cause the relationships to go sour because these men become husbands to the mother and to the wife, and you can't serve two masters.
Well, look, at this point, I could say this is that Benny is trying to get married. You all get married.
Oh, you're gonna have to marry me.
No, that's you.
Yeah, because you can't just jump up and down on me.
Kenny, they won't get married. They want wedding.
What you mean?
They want rice and turtle doves and the reverend and the big kiss.
Let the bow up
social
in the
media
air.
Likes and posts and
dress.
Yeah, but they don't want be wives.
So what is a wife, Kevin?
That's something that I can't teach you.
What is your definition of a wife? The verb, not the noun.
Favor. You are favor, the Bible says favor, and blessings from God coming with this woman. If you won't add no value to his life, you ain't no wife. And that sounds good, but put that on the sheet. Because ultimately, if you bring in stress, I can say this too, you subtracting or you less. You're taking things away.
But are you verbalizing these things to the woman? Oh, I love you. I'm
you don't,
all the time.
You don't have to verbalize. Listen to me. You don't have to give a man who is looking for a wife, mm-hmm. He don't need no ultimatum from you. You got 2 years. You got 6 months to marry. This nigga just meet you.
Right.
You just hit him with the package deal. You just hit him with the rent. Now you talking about marriage?
What about the school fee?
I can tell everyone, Daddy my child. Right?
Yeah, don't forget school shopping. We got to go Walmart.
Call he daddy.
But you need stitched on class.
These are things that when you're in your singleness, way,
mm-hmm.
You need to be taking the time to develop character.
Right.
Develop yourself.
Right.
Give the Bible say, he who finds. Y'all spending your time looking for niggas.
Chris, so can we go to 7:45? Chris says yes.
You're spending your time looking for niggas. And so when the man ready for you, you ain't prepared.
Could I tell you,
always is meet opportunity.
Could I tell you something? When women go out, we have gone. Like, we have our money on us because
I know.
We don't want an ex woman to say, oh, well, you know, I had to lend her $50 because she didn't have, we always have our money, right? But when a man comes into a setting, and he says, I would like to see you. I would like to date you. I would like to do whatever. When they say, I'm bringing my girlfriend with me, what is that? What does that mean to you?
If I say, Kenny, let's go, and you bring... See, for me, I look at it, my focus is only on you. So if you bring your crew and they looking like, well, Scotty got to buy these drinks. No, Scotty. Is Scotty taking all y'all home? No.
Oh. Now, you know you've done it before.
But take all y'all home?
Take all of them home.
I was going to say, get it right, because no, I haven't done that.
At that juncture, he could buy all them drinks, because he could be King Solomon tonight.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So, but I ain't buying no juice, it's street security.
Okay.
What you hold your friend for?
I have a next question for you. Me and you divorce, Scotty, because you dumped me from the girl at the big lunch dinner with a box head at school, right? Me and you are divorced, Scotty. And you need something from me. You need something in totality.
Mm-hmm.
You have a next woman. Do you come to me and say, Kenny, I need something from you. We are divorced. I need your help.
Yeah, I have no problem with that. I've been raised, I don't burn my bridges. So if me and you were dating and we done, I mean, you hit on it. You said maturity earlier. I'm not going to fool with you if you're not mature enough to handle a breakup.
That's a maturity thing.
I don't, if you can't handle a breakup and say, okay, yeah, it didn't work, and then you know what you was getting if you... Why get mad at me? I didn't lead you on. I didn't lie to you. So, okay, it didn't work out. We run our course. Hey, if you, Kenny, hey, I know you work here. I need to get, I need a favor, blah, 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 A, B, C, D. Now, if you tell me no, okay, cool, I guess. You still hurt. You still in your feelings. So if I should, I feel I should be able to come back to any ex or anybody that added value to my life. And I call anyone that was in my life for whatever period, they added value to my life. They made me who I am now.
Yeah, yeah.
That's it. I have a question. So you, this is a separate part of the question. What does it mean to you, right, when you can say, I could go back to this woman that I hurt, that I annihilated, and ask her for a favor?
That says something about her.
What that say about her? What that say about her? Tell me what that say about her.
She have a very soft heart. But I would look at her like a Lou Vance.
You wouldn't think that she just have a good heart and she does it out of the goodness of her heart?
I lead it with, she has a good heart.
I wouldn't, I wouldn't go back.
But yeah, a man of character and morality, knowing the damage that he done,
yeah,
a person who truly self-reflects and say, but I really hurt this woman, I lead her right there and not go back.
Yeah, I would.
You really got to be a selfish individual to do some serious damage to somebody's life mentally and emotionally. Because
still say, hey, I need, nah, I
and still turn around and ask for a favor.
Yeah,
no, cut your dress.
Yeah, that's.
Can I tell you what you know what is hurtful to me, to see that men don't understand that the hurt that they inflict on women.
And that goes back to the 90%.
It goes back to 90%. But
everything will revert back to that.
Cheating isn't just about the math. There are two types of cheating. There's emotional, there's physical cheating, right? And when you think about cheating, I think the emotional cheating is worse than the physical, because you having sex with somebody, okay, you have sex with them.
Tomato, tomato.
But when I sit and I lay and put my head on your chest and I telling you my stories and I talking to you about mummy and daddy and shooting marble in the Dayton Garden Hills, and you take that and you use that and you have an emotional relationship with somebody else, I have a problem with that. That's what'll cause me to split you wide open.
men like that, I don't agree with. But the thing about it is,
that's how I used to get in all these fights, you know.
On your schoolboy friend, you
know. No, I mean my ex-husband. I always used to get in the last chick was my friend, right? And so when I found out,
she wasn't your friend.
She wasn't my friend.
Judas.
She wasn't my friend. But I didn't go to have an altercation with her, you know. But when she said,
but she knew too much of your business.
She, Scotty, when she say, if I blank him, so what? Scotty, I see all the hair on the back of my neck stand up. I see orange. Well, I was in the orange. I just couldn't understand.
But see, you get men like that, again, they go back to, you could look at how poorly they were raised and they don't understand. So you don't ever let...
If they don't see no wrong in that situation, it's principles that has governed real men, you know.
Yeah.
What the principles are.
Certain things we ain't gonna do.
Yeah, you don't talk against your family. I don't care how mad I am with you. I ain't gonna never tell another chick. I ain't gonna never give another chick the power over you.
Right. That's it. I can't deal with the power over me. Because all us in a room, and then she looking at me some type of way, and women could see when you giving them that weird energy.
Ain't nothing worse than if you out, you mean you dealing, you out, but I didn't tell Mary on here, you walk in with your crew and all y'all having a good time with this chick looking at her and she laughing, giggling, because she doesn't know.
They make it obvious.
Make you see, not only like you say, you already could be mad, you say, I think this is the chick Scotty fool around it, but we're gonna set you over the edge.
When the chick said, know what she laughing at.
No, when she found out, man, Scotty's A, B, C, ha, ha, ha. Oh, I know I might as well don't come back. They could find me somewhere.
Scotty, you better don't come back. And don't ask me for my chicken or my lunch. You better don't come back, Scotty. You better don't come back. You better not come back. But yeah. I mean,
that does it for a lot of women I know who have heard, and you know, and they open up like, yeah. And I don't know why dudes do that. I mean, if you have a problem with a chick, just eliminate yourself from that situation, but don't go there and really put the woman down, because women, y'all vindictive.
Excuse us?
Y'all are very
and you men are master manipulators.
Yeah, no, but we learn that from y'all.
Oh, please, Scotty.
Getty.
Yes.
You know, who teaches that?
Yeah.
I don't know.
We ain't our daddy, because 90% daddies.
Women,
we learn to manipulate.
I would like to withdraw from this conversation.
We learn to manipulate women from women.
Yeah.
Really?
Y'all raising us?
We say the things that we know y'all want to hear.
Like what?
The things we know y'all want
to
hear.
Tell me too. Tell me too.
We can pay all y'all bills. Scotty needs snacks and
You're the most beautiful.
Need help with the school.
Beautifulest woman in Nassau.
But Scotty, that beautiful thing don't wake on me no more because I know I's a pie. Tell me something else.
You want to retire?
Yeah.
You want to go to Europe?
Yes.
You want to go to Dubai? Yes. Everybody here in Dubai. You even need no visa for that.
On my line, I just be like, I can make you famous.
Scotty, get out of here.
I can make you famous. You go to Jamaica, let him rub the mud on you.
Scotty, you say let's make you famous?
Make you famous. They get that site with a P, and then with a B, they pay you big money.
That's the up-class ones, the ones who just want something to eat.
$18,000 per movie.
My God.
All you need is a good 7-minute film. I know I'm good for 7 minutes.
So the good ones, the bad ones, what the bad ones want, Kevin?
I don't know. I don't deal with these guys. Don't show up on
your radar.
Certain type of man.
You attract who you are.
Yeah. Let me tell you this.
They want an iPhone and
wealthy men are rubbing shoulders with wealthy women. Mm. They looking for companionship with other wealth. Wealth begets wealth.
Mm. Dirt begets dirt.
If you looking for survival,
right,
and you run up on a man with money, he just want juicy. Right? Sorry, sweetie.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's all he did. You only there for a short time.
But if you hang around people with money,
with status,
the money don't really matter to them. It's the whole, now you're in a different aura. Okay, we just deal with companion and everything else falling into place. Yeah, and money is small then. You don't even realize you exchange and we in Dubai.
Only your eyes getting big over money. You know, that's normal to him.
That's normal and regular.
Yeah. The people who in survival mode, their eyes get dead googly. And money man, once he see you getting googly, he own you.
But I would like to know, y'all said something that was very key. You learn how to manipulate us from other women.
Yeah. It's true. Who we learn from? My daddy. He wasn't there, so you can't blame him.
You ever notice when you go places, I'll use plantation for, I was out there. And you
always there.
Plantation is the trick spot.
Boy. When women walk in.
Hold on. Kenny Scotty is finally talking something with sense. We teach them how to manipulate us. Okay.
Amen.
Okay. Thanks so much.
Finally,
one woman agree with us on
this
show.
I agree with you.
Don't come get
me. Okay, sorry.
It's the callers. They delusional. I'm happy that they finally come to the light.
Whoever that call is,
that's my text. That's my text line.
We get a free ticket and come to Green Pile on Friday. I'll buy you one drink.
Jesus, Scotty.
I'm with that.
Finish it. Tell me your story.
So, women who I go back to, when you look at women, y'all, when I say y'all competitive, y'all go out, and I have women tell me this. Women don't go out dressing up. When y'all dress up, they say, oh, we dressing up for me. I won't feel good, blah, blah, blah.
We dress up for other women.
Right, y'all dress up for other women. Y'all like to come late so people could watch, say, oh, what Kenny wearing? Oh, why is she wearing? Oh, look at them shoes. Blah, 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 blah. You right? I seen it. I sat down and watched.
They can jealous me, Scotty.
Yeah, they jealous. You know,
they can jealous
don't
me.
Come up with all your back out and you get the girls right. Being free. They be like, damn, Kenny.
And plenty glitter.
She got all shiny. This glitter. Oh, yeah.
All makeup do right.
Yeah. Right, you know. I mean, they be talking. And at the end of the day,
judge
y'all,
other women.
What y'all judgmental about?
Y'all judge other women like Simon Cowell, boy.
So, Kevin, so now when you flip this, so when you see dudes like that, that's where you go back to that 90%. That's that 90% where you say, they dudes, them who was like, why are you sitting there talking about
other
dudes?
For what?
Why are you looking at that baby? What you doing?
But do you have other men that hold y'all accountable to say, Scotty, like you really being a douchebag?
They can't take that. I am the blunt friend. Yeah, I can tell you, boy.
Yeah, well,
no big man auction, bro.
Yeah, the crew I hang with, that didn't even tolerate it. You get excommunicated. you would get excommunicated. Fellas, they put hands on you, like, but don't even breathe those things.
Scotty, you think you could find a woman to change you?
To change me how?
From that, how you are.
That ain't your all then. All didn't make you all for that.
Yeah, I mean, if you can't accept me, I am, then, you know, it is what it is. I mean, because why you would try to change me? Then I won't be me. I was like, you first thing you did, man, I must cut my hair off. I must take my ponytail out. Women like the gray. Women love this ponytail.
Women like to
which
try.
Which women, Scotty?
You know what it is. What you mean? Come on, man.
I just want to know what
women would make future into Russell Wilson. You can't.
It could never happen.
But that's what y'all is trying to do. Y'all have seen this man don't make no sense. Y'all have seen this man. He don't have three children. Y'all see the preview to the movie.
But you think you could change him?
You right. Wouldn't volunteer to be the fourth sequel to
look,
a movie. That
look, at, look at Nick Cannon. Nick Cannon would have another baby.
That's like 21.
So my thing is,
and y'all know he had a children before you. He don't live with none of them.
None.
But he, y'all willingly having a baby with him.
So
remember the one this morning said she had to cry in a Bentley, but then cry in a Basso.
But she also, but she is also, say, but she is also.
She also said, I'd rather cheat, or have a rich man who is cheat, than be with a loyal man who is break.
That was her comment.
That's
this
a
morning.
Character flaw.
Yeah.
Her father failed her.
But her father failed her, but she also has a child. And not only does she have a child.
She has a daughter.
So her daughter could go the same way.
But you have other women that listen to you, Scotty. That is a platform. It is completely irresponsible.
Don't worry about that. She ain't alone. God's been thinking of that. She ain't the place to say that. She ain't gonna be the last.
She just have a platform.
She just have
now.
A platform to now, say what other women is be thinking.
Right. So this, that's okay?
No, I ain't saying it's okay. I just saying like it in. It ain't no come to the light for me. I know women is beginning with us. That's why I don't like me.
And it ain't
right,
in a reality.
You always calling them out, Kevin.
I have to. Who would keep them in check?
Nobody.
Let's just
let y'all run wild in this delusion and fantasy.
And be at the Justice League on
Listen, the thing I could appreciate is a woman that don't have a problem taking the honest truth. I mean, like, don't ask me a question if you don't want an honest answer.
Like you
ask a question. Look. If you with me, don't ask me a dumb question. Well, Scotty, well, who that is? Who's Mary? Send you that WhatsApp. You really want to know who Mary is?
No, you don't.
I would like to know.
No, you don't want to know.
Why I don't want
to
know?
All I tell you is, Kenny, lay down, and let's go ahead, handle this business, and go sleep. Don't worry about Mary. Mary ain't here. You here. So where y'all get caught up worrying about that, you on the top of this pyramid. You up here. All of them looking up, trying to get to your position. You want to lose your position? You could lose your position easy, you know.
Could I tell you? There's a song. There's a rap song, and it says, "Don't let the hotel cause you to lose your home."
Yeah, but y'all just cost that.
Yeah,
y'all just go looking out the hotel. You just go looking out the home, trying to see who you can go see in the hotel.
But I need to know.
You don't know need to
the
know.
Home need to be. You're already in the house.
Yeah. Why
stay in the house.
A hotel is temporary.
Close the windows.
These guys in the hotel trying to get in the house. You go to the house looking for them in the hotel.
That's why y'all
see what no.
So are you telling me to just tolerate the scheming?
I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is these guys won your place.
Right. And you don't make it easy.
Your best victory over any gal who cheating or whatever the case may be is staying in the house. Because you won't go dang and make you. No special friend in the obituary and you dead.
No.
She'd be lucky if she get mentioned in the obituary when she dead.
And she gonna have to go by the morgue at a different time for me.
The difference between
I have a shirt that say, you lose all the power when you give up your wife status.
Yes, you do. Listen,
you give up your wife status, you lost.
You have everything that they want.
Right.
As a wife, as a person in the house, you have health insurance from two-parent homes.
Mm.
You have a family.
Mm.
She literally wants to be you.
The minute you give that up, listen.
You come off your throne to deal with peasantry work.
If your husband or whatever die and y'all separated, y'all in divorce. He get this and you leave him because he with Marianne. Marianne coming to the hospital doing all this. You walk in, you the wife. She can't make no decision. I'm the wife. This would be good do for my husband. Regardless of how you feel, she can sit there and complain, no, I still the wife. And
every legal
document come to you.
Every
you name wife.
You are the wife.
Every emergency contact.
Come to you.
Every estate. You. Every sent from the bank.
You.
Oh, Lord.
Wife.
But
the minute you go there trying to snoop around, worrying about my phone, you know, I said, who's paid this bill? If you pay my bill, Ken, you could look at my phone. I have no problem with that.
I wouldn't want to look in your phone.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Randall.
So, again, to keep the house in order, I don't look at no woman's phone. That's your phone.
I don't care about no phone, but.
Yeah.
Well, we are out of time. You guys ganged up on me today. You talked about the Avengers League. I could take it.
If we ever was to link up with the the Justice League. We need some refs and some whistles for that show.
We need more than 2 hours. As I said, but at the end of the day, I've been ready for the Justice League.
If I could get the Justice League back here at the end of the month. Will you come back, Kevin?
I'll come back.
I always am.
I'll definitely be.
Randolph?
Here. I will be. And you keep calling my government name. Yes.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. You've been listening to another wonderful Kenny's Corner. This has been a riveting conversation here this evening. I want to thank Randolph and Kevin for... That sounds like a show from the 70s, Randolph and Kevin. I thank you so much for being here with me this evening.
Always
you've been
a pleasure.
Listening to Kenny's Corner. Guardian Radio, fresh news, smart talk all day. Get you some popcorn and put your leg over your special person. Thank you so much.
Don't put it over.
Put it on.
Put it around.
I want to thank my engineer, Chris, for indulging me.
Let them see that.
And all of my shenanigans this evening. Thank you so much for listening.
Make sure it's clean, people. Make sure it's clean, ladies.
We will be back next week. This is another Sexy Tuesday. Find someone to love.
Scotty is out.
Scotty is not interested in love. Thank you for listening, Guardian Radio.
$200, ladies.
96.9.
$200.
The kind you doubt still you want to believe now. Where the heart's not hearing while the brain is saying, and you're weak in the knees. Another sweet lie. The kind you doubt still you want to believe now. When the heart's in doubt, you should know to stay out of it. Now it gives me no pleasure to say, I told you so. It's been hard to keep it low, knowing the things I know. Maybe in another place and in another time, under different circumstances, you will find happiness. So I suggest, don't take foolish chances, no.